I'm holding in my hand, Craig, the latest edition of Pulse, Lorain County's magazine. Has a nice story about Lorain County Community College graduates. Also talks about the summer of fun festivals that are going on, places that you can see WEOL for sure, the fair, the Corn Festival, International, even the Elyria Apple Festival featured some of the longstanding festivals. But this magazine is important because inside is also the Best of Lorain County finalists. And we're coming to that big day real soon. And joining us this morning from Pulse Magazine is Mary Beth Lee. Good morning, Mary Beth. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are excited. This is the week, right? Coming up on what, Thursday, right?
Yes, it is. It's coming up. And, you know, we love this event because nothing says the heart of Lorain County like these businesses, organizations, restaurants, services, retail. They all show up. And it's just a really fun evening. And you guys will be there, right?
Absolutely. Craig will be out there as well, and we'll be talking with some of the people who are having those tables and kind of promoting their businesses. It's the Best of Lorain County at Lorain County Community College. It'll be this Thursday, July 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. You can go to pulselorainmag.com/BOLC for Best of Lorain County to get some ticket information on that.
Mary Beth, how did we get to this point? How do we get these nominees, these finalists?
Well, if you follow the Best of Lorain County on Facebook, and you know, obviously the magazine, every spring we open up voting to the people that live and support Lorain County. And basically it's a blank slate. That's what's so great about this event, is that we come to our readers, patrons of these organizations, and we ask them to tell us who their favorites are. And all we do is give them the categories. So there's a little over 60 categories, and it's a blank slate. So the readers put in their favorites. We tally those up. We invite the top three to participate at the event, and those top three are the finalists for that calendar year. And then the final vote takes place that evening. So all three from each category are invited to be there. Of course, we can't actually house all three from each category, but everyone stays on the ballot, and the final vote takes place at the event. So there's some really fun, friendly competition going on this Thursday between the different finalists and business owners, and it's just a lot of fun.
There's a lot of great categories too. I'm looking under the food category. When you think of food, maybe you're just sort of thinking of restaurants, sort of the overall category, or different types of restaurants, but you get down to specific things. Like there's even a burrito category.
Yes. I mean, how lucky are we in Lorain County that we can do that? So the great thing about this magazine is the editor really taps into what Lorain County has to offer and where there are some treasures that just need to be, you know, voted on. So you're right. There is some great food, some great dining. We have some surprises this year. We have some finalists that have been a finalist for years and never could participate due to schedules, but they will be there this year. We have a few of those. So there are some great surprises. Even if you come every year, there are new organizations popping up. There's new retail. It really is going to be a very fun event this year.
You sort of get a chance to see what trends there might be in the area, different types of businesses. And you think, well, there's maybe just one of these, but there's multiple types of different businesses, especially related to the health industry or even just some of the services and things like that, too, with day spas and yoga studios, whatnot.
Yeah. We even have, for Lorain County, we have Best Board Member. And that's just to show you that Pulse, it really has its finger on individuals and organizations that are making a difference in the local community. So, yes, the food is great, but there are some wonderful messaging and organizations that are doing everything they can to increase the quality for the people that live in Lorain County.
Mary Beth, how can people get tickets, or can they get them the night of?
Well, I wouldn't recommend the night of. We are actually coming down to the wire with just a small batch of tickets remaining. So I would recommend purchasing them in advance, and that's at PulseLorraineMag.com /BOLC. That'll take you to the tickets. If there are tickets, you know, every year we have a few people that show up. It's just that this year I might not recommend it. I would buy your ticket in advance, save some dollars because they are more at the door, and then come and enjoy the party. We have a band playing this year on the Spitzer Conference stage, and the event will take place in not only Spitzer Conference Center, but also in the Norton Culinary Institute, which is a beautiful addition to LCCC. So you can, you know, within the two spaces, it's all open. They can visit you. They can hear the band. And they can really just meet some great organizations in Lorain County.
Lots of networking and people chatting and chance for people to find out about some organizations, individuals, and events that take place in Lorain County that make it sort of the great place that Pulse Magazine always spotlights in their quarterly magazine, the Pulse Lorain County's magazine. Again, the Best of Lorain County coming up on Thursday. It'll be at 6 to 9 at Lorain County Community College. Mary Beth Lee, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. See you guys on Thursday.
We will. Best of Lorain County. And Craig, I don't know how they're going to determine the category in here that's jumped out to me, too, was car wash. There are so
look, you're
many.
A big car wash kind of guy. You need to take this in.
My car wash usually involves sort of like band members or teens that, you know, want come and wash our car, pull into the parking lot and get it done. Blue Falls Car Wash in Amherst, North Ridgeville, Clean Express Auto Wash in Elyria, and Rainforest Car Wash in Avon. Some of these car washes are becoming more of an experience.
Yes, they are. Than especially to lure kids in with the grown-ups, you know, driving through.
Why do kids need to be lured into a car wash? Aren't those are the kids? Kids are supposed to wash the car. That's what you're supposed to do. Go out and wash the car.